Sometimes in life, it's not the things you do, but the things you can't seem to cut out that get you into trouble. Good morning, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Welcome to Listening to Jesus. I would be a reasonably fit and healthy guy if it weren't for one major weakness. I really like to eat. I don't mind exercising or eating healthy food, but I really like eating, and sometimes I eat way more than I should. In the parable of the four soils, Jesus told us about people whose main problem wasn't how they responded to God's word. It was the stuff they weren't willing or able to cut out of their lives that was the real problem. Here's Matthew 13:22. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. Jesus tells us two things choke the word: the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches. The cares of the world can be anxiety or worldliness, feeling overwhelmed by either negative feelings or giving too much to the false gods of the age. The deceitfulness of riches is being led astray by the pursuit of and belief in the false promises of wealth. Remember, Jesus said no one can serve two masters. He'll either love the one and hate the other, or hate the one and love the other. You cannot serve both God and wealth. And that's the real issue with the word being choked out. It's by believing false promises or serving other masters that the rich promises of the word and the loving lordship of Christ is choked in our lives. We must ask God for the grace to turn away from these things, to weed the garden of our souls so we can bear fruit for his glory and for our good. Listening to Jesus is a ministry of Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. You can find us online at foresthillpca.org, foresthillpca.org.